More on this story now, looking at the original case, Melendez-Diaz versus the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Here in Massachusetts, the effects of that earlier ruling that Nina Totenberg was telling us about are already being felt in courtrooms across the state. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
At the Dorchester District Court, drug cases take up much of the docket. On this day, a man arrested for opiate possession 9 months ago is asked to wait longer for a trial because the state can't get the chemists who analyzed the drugs to the stand.
The St. Peter was found to have those pills on him. They were taken and analyzed. As the court is aware, there's been some complications having chemists come into court.
Here's the problem. A new Supreme Court ruling says the prosecution must put chemists and other forensic specialists on the witness stand to verify their reports. In Boston, there are only 12 chemists in the crime lab. They're testing drugs in 45,000 cases a year. Outside the courtroom, defense attorney Rudge McKinney says because of this, the Melendez-Diaz ruling has created a horrendous backlog.
I'll tell you, the minute the Melendez-Diaz decision came down, you could just see the havoc this was going to wreak on our day-to-day activities at a district court level.
It's also affected the appeals court. Take the case of Carlos Rivera. He was caught selling cocaine and heroin near a school in Revere in 2005. He was charged and convicted of drug trafficking and is serving 17 years in prison. But 2 weeks ago, his conviction was overturned on appeal. Why? Because it was based on 8 documents prepared by chemists who tested and weighed the substances. In the new landscape of proof, a piece of paper isn't enough. The person who performed the drug test should have been called to the stand.
It changes what proof means. It definitely does.
Kathleen O'Connell is a defense attorney who successfully overturned several drug convictions on appeal.
For a long time, we have trusted the results, and I think that we're learning more and more now about the failures of forensic evidence.
Last year, the National Academy of Sciences had a sweeping critique of the nation's crime labs, saying scientists sometimes face pressure to sacrifice methodology for the sake of expediency. And 2 years ago, an administrator at the Massachusetts crime lab was fired for falsely reporting links between DNA and a crime scene. But prosecutors say the crime labs are trustworthy, but there are too many drug cases and too few chemists. This makes cases hard to prove, says David Frank, a legal analyst with Lawyers Weekly. Frank says now more alleged drug dealers are getting plea bargains or even getting off.
At the end of the day, there clearly have been some cases that have been dismissed because prosecutors could not get the chemists to the courtroom.
Defense lawyers say the effects are overblown, but Governor Deval Patrick has responded to prosecutors' complaints and filed a bill that would require defense lawyers tell the state they want the forensic analyst to testify, instead of it being mandatory. But Beacon Hill hasn't acted on it. A similar law in Virginia is under scrutiny by the Supreme Court today. Meanwhile, prosecutors' worst nightmares are coming true. Convicted drug trafficker Carlos Rivera will be retried. If chemists don't testify, he could be set free. There could be thousands of similar cases, and when they come back into the system, they will further delay trials, says Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Conley.
And it's really, you know, exacerbated these delays quickly to about 6 or 7 months, and it's going to get worse.
Conley says one way to solve the problem is to hire more chemists in the crime labs, but the state can't afford to do that. And Conley adds, every time a trial is delayed, the public is paying for the defense counsel.
Because most defendants are provided with public counsel. So every time a public defender comes into court and demands that the chemist be there and the chemist isn't there and the court assents to our continuance, that's more money, you know, that the public is spending.
But money is not a good enough reason to deny a defendant his Sixth Amendment right to confront his accuser, say defense attorneys. And it doesn't stop with drug cases. The Melendez-Diaz ruling also applies to gun cases with ballistic evidence, DNA cases, cases with fingerprint evidence, and possibly other areas. So what else can prosecutors do? Even more evidence might not be enough. In the case of Carlos Rivera, police found scales, packaging, and other drug paraphernalia at his apartment. But because Rivera didn't get to confront the chemist, his case goes back to trial to determine whether he was selling cocaine and heroin or baking soda. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.